AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. United is grounding all of its flights in the U.S. because of computer problems. Airline analyst Daryl Jenkins.
This is nightmarish. I don't know what to say beyond that. It's nightmarish for the airline, and it's even more nightmarish for passengers, probably not only today, but most likely tomorrow and perhaps the day afterwards as well.
United says it is working to fix this. It's blaming network connectivity, but not saying much else beyond that. This is the second time in 2 months that United has been hit by major technical issues. On June 2nd, it halted all takeoffs in the U.S. due to what the airline called computer automation issues. The South Carolina House begins debating the future of the Confederate flag this hour. Democratic lawmaker James Smith says there's really no question here.
Let me be clear. There will be no flag and no flag pole when we are done with this debate.
The Senate has already voted to take down the flag from the grounds of the Capitol. If the House does the same, Governor Nikki Haley could sign that bill into law before the end of the week. Greece's business and tourism associations are warning of what they call an explosion of unemployment if the government fails to find a deal with European creditors and soon and get those banks reopened. Greece says it has a plan for reform and it will set out the details no later than tomorrow. Pope Francis is wrapping up the first part of his three-nation trip to South America. Today he visits the elderly and gives a pep talk to priests in Ecuador. Then he flies to Bolivia, where he'll be met by the president, Evo Morales, at the airport. And after Bolivia, Pope Francis will visit Paraguay. This is AP Radio News. 1980s supermodel Beverly Johnson, who has accused Bill Cosby of drugging her in 1986, is reacting to news that Cosby admitted in sworn testimony in 2005 that he got drugs to give to women he wanted to have sex with.
I wasn't surprised. I'm just very happy for the victims that they have some sense of peace and validation.
She was on the Today Show this morning. Bill Cosby has not commented on the court documents, which were secret for a decade until Monday, after the Associated Press went to court to get them released. Now to the phone scammers who were pretending to be law enforcement. They terrorized taxpayers and threatened them with arrest if they didn't send in payments that the taxpayers didn't actually owe, say prosecutors. Today, the man behind the scam will be sentenced in a federal courtroom in New York. Prosecutors are asking that he spend at least 14 years in prison. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.